the summer of 1973, Gladys Knight and the Pips created their masterpiece, Midnight Train to Georgia. It became a worldwide smash hit that would win them their first Grammy and a storied place in the history of American pop music. The Gumption Group's new documentary podcast takes you behind the scenes with new candid interviews and never-before-heard session recordings. And most importantly, it's the music makers themselves who share this extraordinary tale. Here's the Empress of Soul herself, Gladys Knight.
We worked on this song like crazy. We knew what we wanted, and we just hadn't gotten it yet.
And producer-arranger Tony Camillo. Here's Gladys's brother and head pip, Bubba Knight.
That's it. That's what we're looking for, right? That's it. Okay, let's go in the studio.
And record executive Ron Wisner.
And Gladys and the Pips are having terrible times with Motown. It was going to be an explosive Tullo lawsuit because they were stiffing them and they wanted out. And Motown was trying to keep it quiet.
And here's chief engineer Ed Stasium.
I remember recording her. I remember that I didn't know what I was doing. And it was like, okay, I want to do my vocal now. And I just guessed at the level, and she went out there, I press record, and she sang it.
Midnight train to Georgia, take one, y'all.
He's leaving on that midnight train to Georgia.
Leaving on the midnight train.
Yeah, said he's going back.
I love Midnight Train to Georgia for the chemistry that went into that song. It was a Mona Lisa, buddy.
This year, the Gumption Group's documentary podcast, A Song Unto Itself, Midnight Train to Georgia, is now available on Amazon Prime, Apple Music, Sony, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.